This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time for sports. NFL playoffs continue this week, and the most compelling characters could be a couple of graybeards trying to get one more chance in the Super Bowl. ESPN's Howard Bryant joins us. Howard, thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. Of course, I mean Kurt Warner of the Cardinals and Brett Favre of the Vikings. Now, Kurt Warner had a historic game last week. What is it, just four incompletes but five touchdown passes? But he had to throw so many touchdown passes because the Cards' defense is like a screen door.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be an amazing weekend of football. The only thing that I ask of these players is that they cease and desist with their life and death metaphors with what's going on in Haiti and just play their games. Mm-hmm. But I think that this is going to be one of the best football playoffs going, because you have so many motivated teams. You've got a great storyline with Brett Favre trying to get there one more time. He's been to two Super Bowls but hasn't been to one in 11 years. And Kurt Warner, let's not forget that the Cardinals are the defending National Football Conference champions. They lost to the Steelers in the Super Bowl, yeah. So it's not necessarily an upset. They're just defending their crown. You've got the Dallas Cowboys, who finally won a playoff game, and they are the best team going in their conference. And then you've got two other teams that are trying to do something that they've been trying to cap off for a while, which is the Chargers trying to finally get over the hump and go to the Super Bowl, and the Colts, who blew a chance at going undefeated, seemingly on purpose, yeah. And now they're trying to win the Super Bowl for the second time in 3 years.
It's a great lineup. Can I talk about Kurt Warner?
Kurt Warner is tremendous, and let's not forget that when he left the Rams, people thought his career was over. He went to the Giants and didn't do a whole lot there, and he was a backup in Arizona and was supposed to...
Yeah. But you know what he did do? He accepted his backup status. He helped the quarterback that he was supposed to tutor. My point is, everything I read about Kurt Warner convinces me that he is just a sterling human being, up to and including all of his activities in the community. And he plays so well at the age of 38. Tell me he's not on steroids.
Well, I always steer clear of talking about what stellar human beings these athletes are, because I don't know them outside of the field. I only know them in their office. But for everything that we've seen, he is a tremendous, tremendous individual. And I agree with you. Most players who have won back-to-back MVPs would pout and complain when they were made a backup. Some of them wouldn't even play at all. I remember Allen Iverson had threatened to retire instead of being made a backup. He wouldn't even sit on the bench for a few minutes. So it does show a complete lack of ego on his part, and the fact that he can still play at this level is also great.
Yesterday, Gilbert Arenas, the Washington Wizards, entered a guilty plea for bringing guns into the team locker room. He said he did it to get him out of his house in Virginia and out of reach of his children, and he brandished them just as a joke. Is he finished in D.C. or the NBA?
It would seem so that he needs at least a new start. He's got too much talent to be finished in the NBA. I think one of the problems that we have in the sports department is we try to make things so simple. This is not a simple case. We have a gun culture in our society. And I think that it trickles into the sports leagues. I remember when I had breakfast with Tony Dungy a couple of weeks ago, and he said when he was coaching the Colts, he asked how many players in the room had guns, and the whole team raised their hand.
Oh,
so this is something that he's going to have to deal with and be responsible for. But at the same time, I think there's a larger question at work, too.
Mm. Well, next time I have breakfast with Peyton Manning, I'll ask him, okay? I had lunch with Tony Dungy. Howard, thanks so much.
My pleasure.